All right. You there, Bob?
Blog Talk Radio.
You have to wait for that little... They got to say their thing. Anyway, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Coaching, and NLI stands for Neuro-Linguistic Innovation. And tonight I want to introduce you to Yvonne Gangon, and she's a hypnotherapist, psychic medium, and had a quest for healing. Her story is long, and long ago there was no time as far back as one can recall. There was a brief belief in the Almighty God that was which we could not see. Some followed their thirst to catch a glimpse of the one I am in one of those, being gifted as a child, walking with one foot in each world, the spiritual one being more comfortable to me. I became very curious to why was I so different. Never was I driven so strongly till the angel of death came upon us. And what Yvonne has really expanded into is she can help you expand through your life and your daily experiences, because she is gifted to see into where you're going, but she can also, with hypnotherapy, she'll open your eyes to your own talents. Without any further ado, I want to bring Yvonne on. Welcome, Yvonne, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. How about yourself tonight? Good evening, everyone.
I'm doing very excellent. You're my guest. Life don't get better than that. Now, Yvonne, you for a quest for healing. Tell people about that.
Quest for healing, I decided to name it that because it was my own trek, really, my own quest for healing. I suffered many traumas and tragedies in my life as a young child, and I was on a constant quest for some sort of healing. And I made a promise to God a long time ago when my brother passed away, after being very angry and, you know, going through a lot of changes and things. I promised God that if I ever found a way to heal my heart, that I would learn it and go out and share with others. One of the things that I went out, actually two of them, Reiki, which is a hands-on healing technique, really, really started me on my journey of healing. And past life regression, hypnotherapy, helped me out tremendously. So I became learned in both of those arts. I was always naturally gifted since I was a child to be able to see spirit, talk to them. You know, some people call it a gift. It's either a gift or a curse, actually. You know, being a kid and going through that is very, very tough, being a child and being able to see things other people don't see. You know, people calling you weird, having dreams about people, the things that are going to happen, and then they think that you made it happen because you told them about it first. But, you know, you learn about it. You learn about what all those things are about, and then you try to put it all together so you can help people heal. You know, because really, when you look at the world and people are cruel to one another, each one of those people is coming from a place of pain. You know, a button is being pushed about some sort of pain that makes them react in such an emotional way to people. That's what hypnotherapy does. It actually goes into the cell, the core of people, and it helps them heal, because you can bring a person into a very, very deeply relaxed state where the mind will listen to you. I like to call it listen to you, because when we're going about our daily day, we don't really listen. We're just doing. And you can speak to the body through the mind and get it into relax. And you can go deep with past life regression. You can go deep into the remembrances of other relationships you've had with people in the past. And you can put it all together and say, oh, no wonder why I had this kind of relationship. With past life regression, I'm sorry, my computer just sort of decided to kick on some sound. I don't know what happened, but I'm trying to get away from it. Excuse me one second here. I'm just be quiet. Past life regression, you take someone into a past life and you set an intention about, let's say someone's having a relationship issue with somebody, their husband. And so you go back into a past life and say, let's see where this core issue of this theme. We all seem to have the same theme that we're working on. You know, we come back to try to repeat things to make things better. And if we don't, we come back and we do it again. Like, let's say your lesson in this lifetime is to learn to be loved. Well, then you'll put yourself in a lot of different positions where it's going to be difficult to be loved. And so past life regression, when you take someone into a past life with people that they're living with now, you get a better understanding of what your relation, what the dynamics of the relationship was there, so that when that button is pushed here in this life, you're like, oh, that happened between us in that lifetime. No wonder why they act like that now. But when you have a different understanding about what's going on, you don't react in the same way when that situation comes up again. So the person that you're having the issue with doesn't react in the same way, and then therefore there's a different result that comes from it. It's so intense. I'm trying to tell you all of it. Like, actually, if you really look at past lives, is it really a reality, or is it the past life, or is it just a different dimension? You know, who really knows? No, nobody really knows. There's so many people that are gifted and have seen so many things, like myself, and experienced so many different things, but nobody really truly knows exactly. We do know that it does exist, though, and I myself, we have validated a woman that I learned my past life regression that I took my certification under. We researched and validated a past life of mine in Virginia, and everything that I told her under hypnosis, we actually found it all in Virginia, and she wrote a book about it. It's a very neat story. It's called The Gift, Synchronicities, Divine Synchronicities from a Past Life. You know, when we go into, are you still there, Bob? I'm not hearing anything.
I'm,
hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I never interrupt the guest.
Yeah. Well, you can ask a question at any time or anything. I'm not
here's
sure
something.
If you
wanted
to go.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you wanted to go more towards the hypnotherapy or toward the psychic, toward the...
Well, you said something in there that I wanted. We don't really know if we've had a past. We don't know anything, really. But here's something I expanded to through my hypnotherapy and coaching and my experiences. Do you feel we've always lived a continuous now, just in a different, just in different experiences?
Yeah, I believe that's definitely a possibility, because I myself have flipped in and out of different lifetimes, and I question, is it just a different reality that I'm in right now? I believe that everything is happening in the now. You know, everybody talks about that oneness, and the it's really difficult to grasp that concept unless you've actually felt it. And the only time I've seen and felt a lot of things, I'm extremely gifted. I consider myself, I guess God put me here to help people. It's been an amazing journey, you know, being able to see and hear the things that I can, you know, and try to figure it all out and put it all together. But when I drowned when I was like 8 years old in Jones Beach in New York, I was under the ocean, and I saw the light, and that was, I felt one with the water and one with the turf and the surf and everything, and that was the only time I really ever felt that oneness experience, that everything was one. But in my reality now, in my daytime now, there's times when I slip in and out of another lifetime, and I wonder, is it just because I'm empathic, because I can feel and sense things more than other people can? Or is it really, you know, because I'll see myself, and I might not look like me, but I'll know everything I'm thinking. I'll know everything I was feeling for that day. I'll have my kids there or whatever the situation might be, and I'll be carrying on. And I'll wake up, and I'll think, wow, was that the reality, or is this the reality? Which one's the dream, and which one's the real one? Because it's that close, you know. And more you delve deeper into yourself and into the mysteries of life, the more, you know, the more answers you get. You know what I mean? When you're a loner, your psychic, you know, tend to be more loner type people because of their experiences. You know, it's very difficult for us to walk the same walk as most other people, you know.
And that's very true. But you said also something in there, the body. How much do people try to admit, disallow the body from being part of their personal and spiritual growth? Where really, to me, and I'll get your opinion of this, it is a spirit-body-mind connection. The body has to go first before the mind goes. Do you feel that?
Yeah, that's what happens with the emotions and the mind. That's what happens when you have these traumas and these tragedies. Your emotions are involved, your mind is involved, your heart and your soul. That's why the hypnotherapy, it allows you to get into the emotions of that past life. It goes right to the mind and the heart and the soul because we carry it in the body with us. That's what we're all doing is we're carrying with us all these issues from other lifetimes and also from this lifetime. And what happens is we feel it in our emotions. Our emotions, it's in our minds because we're thinking about it. And then what we're doing is we're planting it in our physical body. And then it manifests into ailments and diseases. And they already know that these things happen through the spirit first. It comes in from the outside first, from the aura. You can see things entering. And you can see it entering into the body. So if you, when you put people under hypnotherapy, you can actually get into the body through the mind and the emotions and the soul like that. It's much easier to get into the body to heal it because the person, the consciousness steps aside, especially when the person really desires.
Aren't we really healing our DNA and everything at the same time?
You know, I'm not sure about, I don't have much knowledge about the DNA. I have been seeing that in the last few months. I've been seeing my own DNA being changed. I was at a workshop with this woman who gave about Gregory Grabovoi. He's from Russia. He's an amazing psychic medium. You could Google him. He's amazing stories about this man. He's just fantastic. But I was doing a workshop with him, and I actually saw my DNA, parts of it being taken out and gold particles being put in. And I didn't know what that was all about. And then I started hearing all these things about how our DNA is being restructured for the light body and, you know, the macabre and all that. Now, I have a lot of experiences that happen to me, and then I have to try to look them up and find out what's happening to me. Some people spend their whole life trying to develop these things to happen and learn about it. I have these experiences, and then I have to try to research them and find out what's going on because I saw the DNA clearly. And it, you know, I'm a very visual person, so you know, when I saw that, I was like, okay, what's this all about? You know, so, but the hypnotherapy really, and, you know, my psychic gift of having people come to me, most of my readings gear towards people who are in a deep life situations, either marriages or children. A lot of times I'll be able to tell people, I've helped a few women actually carry through children. They couldn't have children. I seem to be a medical intuitive where I can look into the body and tell them what is going on, what the proper measures would be for them to carry through. It's almost sort of like when Edgar Casey went into his trance and he came up with these remedies for people. When I do Reiki healing treatments for people on the table, I go into like a channeling, you know, mode, I guess you could call it, and the angels come through and they work on people. They go right to you know, let's say Raphael will go up to someone's heart and he'll start sewing it up, you know, and I'll say to the person, you know, I don't know what's going on, but Raphael's doing something over here, and they're like, well, my husband just had triple bypass, and one of the stitches came out of the ribs, and it broke, and I'm like, oh, that's what he was doing. So, you know, I get validations from people like that, and it's just amazing. I love hypnotherapy because I've had people tell me that they've never been in such a zen state. You know, you bring them into such a relaxed state, and then you bring them on a guided meditation. You ask them themselves to look inside their body and see where they feel something or where they see colors. I mean, you know, if you've done this, it's just amazing to see the healing that takes place with hypnotherapy.
Have you ever done Reiki hypnotherapy?
Yeah, that's actually what I do on people. When I get them on the Reiki table, I do the Reiki on them, and I do guided meditations, hypnotherapy with them, and I also do medical readings with them while they're on the table. And I've had people tell me that my hands feel very, very hot, and they've also seen angels standing next to me working on them. Like the angels that I see, other people have seen in the room. You can tell the difference in the room. The room changes. It gets a very foggy haze look, and it feels very light. It feels giggly-like almost, you know. I call it the God presence. But
you know, I'm a Reiki master also, so I understand what you're saying. But when you do Reiki, tell people what that really does for them all over and inside.
Well, I also think it's very important that you are careful about who you have lay hands on you. You know, what does this person believe in? Where is their source? Who is their source? Where do they get there? You know, the Reiki is supposed to be this universal love, light, energy that comes in through the top chakra of your head and goes into your heart and comes out your arms and out your hands. And they've caught this on photo. I actually have a Polaroid camera when I do my workshops and activate people's hands. I actually take pictures sometimes for them to see. Sometimes the light in their hands will show up. And I've actually seen the cone of light going into some people's heads when I've had people work on me. But the Reiki, in the different positions on the body, the body is like a highway. There's different, the blood work, the arteries, everything flows in different directions. And it looks like a highway from up above. And some of these places where everything meets, these crossroads, they're kind of like doorways almost inside the body. So when you place your hands over these energy spots or chakras, or whatever you want to call them, the light goes directly into those areas and then just spreads throughout the body and goes wherever the healing needs to be taken place. But by going down the body in the different positions, it's sort of like, in, you know, it's just doing a really thorough job of working through the body. I mean, you could place your hands on someone's head and have the Reiki travel throughout their whole body and not have to do the positions. But by doing the positions, you're enforcing it and you're reestablishing it in each position that you go, and it's very relaxing, and the relaxing energy in itself is healing for people, never mind all the other stuff that takes place. Just the ability to just be still like that. And you know, one of the first hypnotherapy Reiki treatments I do with one clients who come for the first time is I bring them to God. I do that first for everybody. I bring them on a beautiful walk through a beautiful field, and I have them see a white cone come down. I have them get inside the cone in a beautiful chair, and they go up levels all the way up into, they see the stars, and then they keep going until they see gemstones glowing and the throne of God, and I have them change into a little child, and I have them meet God, and then I have them go off with their angels. Because a lot of people who want answers, I always tell people that, you know, you have the direct source for answers. You know, God is there for everyone to talk to. And I feel that everybody is gifted and everybody has this knowledge and these abilities. It's just that, you know, some people practice it more and some people don't. You know, just like if I wanted to fly a plane, I can go out and take lessons and I'd be able to fly a plane. But could I do it now? No. So when you're doing these healing treatments on people and you really know what you're doing and your heart is in it and your source is, you know, I mean, my source is God. I don't judge what anybody else's source is, or, but I go right to the Lord. And, you know, Jesus Christ is my source. So I'm just a messenger. I just consider myself a vessel, a clear vessel, for this work to go through. Because even though I've taken the Reiki attunements and the certification, I feel that I have a healing anointing on me anyway, and that was the reason why I took Reiki, because I was told that people were telling me they were healing when I was touching them. Their hair was growing back, stuff like that. I used to do hair. I was a hairstylist, and the older women were telling me that their hair was growing back or their arthritis was getting better. That's why I decided to take the Reiki, because I wanted to learn about the positions and the symbols and to see if, you know, that would amplify the abilities that I had, and it did. It did tremendously. So it's a beautiful art. And the hypnotherapy, again, the past life regression. You know, I had for example, one of the women that came to me, she was choking. She would have no problem with anything else. She'd be out and about and fine, and all of a sudden she'd start, you know, clearing her throat and choking and gagging, and she didn't know what was wrong with her. And it only started like 2 months ago. And she's like, I have no idea what's going on. It just starts happening. So we took her into her past life to find out what was going on, the core issue of why she's doing that here. And in another lifetime, she was choked to death by her husband, who is actually her boyfriend now. And him and her are breaking up right now. So they're going to relationship issues now. And what happened was that was a trigger to bring up that cell remembrance in her body from another lifetime a past trauma, you see. So the boyfriend and her fighting now brought up the past life, which then brought up the choking. And after we go into the past life and she sees what happened to herself, and then I also bring you to the spiritual side at the end and you can ask questions. We also ask, how many other lifetimes do you need to go into to clear this issue? And she was told by her spirit guide that there was two. And we went into those two other ones, and her throat choking and scratching went away, just like that. It was gone. It lasted for 3 months. We did those three lifetimes, one every 2 weeks, and then it was gone. That was a simple healing right there. I mean, call it simple. You can't weigh out someone's pain or sorrow. Nobody's weighs more than the other. Everybody holds their own weight to things that happen to them. But, you know, there was another woman who actually had a fear of driving over bridges. And, you know, she'll bring her into a past life to see what happened to her. And when you see this and you get an understanding of what's going on, it puts all the puzzle pieces together and you're not afraid of it anymore. And you get a better understanding and you resolve it within yourself, you know. You look at it from a different perspective, so it doesn't have a hold on you like it did before. You know, so many of us walk around in fear, and these things have a hold on us because we don't understand them, and we don't know where they came from, and I don't know why I do this, but I do this all the time. Well, that's what this regression work is about, you know. We go back and find out, why do you do this? Where did this come from? You know, let's clear this up, you know.
And see, here's the thing. Everything you're talking about hides in the subliminal landscape.
Subliminal landscape?
Yeah, in the subconscious mind, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the gatekeeper closes it in because the subconscious mind thinks everything keeping you safe because it is, but it doesn't understand, you know, what's going on. Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah. When we were writing the book, the book was very intense. The lifetime in Virginia, it was very intense. And I mean, we were laughing. We were just talking about it yesterday. We got together to talk about the procedure of trying to, you know, hopefully maybe getting a movie made out of it. And we were laughing, saying it would be a psycho thriller because, you know, it gets pretty deep. You know, there was a murder involved and then who did it. And but at one point, when we first did this, was 15 years ago, she regressed me and we went back, after getting so much information, we went back into that lifetime like 4 or 5 times to get more information. You know, the names of roads, buildings, things like that in Virginia. And when we had gone back at one point, and it was pretty heavy, it's pretty deep. You know, it's emotional, you cry while you're in the regression. But the great part about it also is when you're going through the emotions, I will ask you to get into that emotion. Tell me how you feel. Do you see it anywhere in your body? Do you feel a color related to it? You know, and then I'll have people release that. I come in, St. Michael comes in, we either put a sponge in, soak it all up out of the body and take it out, or, you know, there's other ways to remove it. You clap your hands to break up the energy. And so the person releases that emotion that's stuck in the body. There's times when people will say, you know, I'll say, do you feel that? How are you feeling right now while this is going on with him? And she'll say, oh, I feel very betrayed. And I said, okay, do you sense any color with that betrayal? And she said, yeah, blue. I said, okay, do you see that blue anywhere in your body? She says, yeah, my left shoulder. And so then we go in, we soak up all the blue out of the left shoulder, and we release it. And then when she comes out of the regression, she tells me that she's always had a pain in her left shoulder all her, you know, life, and she never knew where it came from. She said she always, it felt sore all the time, like as if she had an old injury. And she had never knew where it came from. And after we did that regression, you know, people, I tell them I like validation. She called me, you know, a few months later and said, you know what, my shoulder is fine. I have not had pain in it since that regression. She said, I'm absolutely amazed and in shock. And it was all just from a lifetime that she carried it with her.
Well, see,
you
that's
know,
the
so,
thing. We
oh,
understand.
So what I was going to tell you was, when we were doing these regressions for the book, when we went back in to get more information, they were so intense and so deep that we go in one day and all of a sudden it was like nothing. It was peachy. It was very, I was like, I come out of it. I looked at her. I was like, what was that all about? I said, we didn't get any information. She goes, I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway, I go home. I find out I was 8 weeks pregnant. So talk about a universal protection thing. The universe wasn't going to let me go through any kind of an emotional, traumatic past life while I had a baby in me growing in this life.
And see, the world is really more mystical and mysterious than we want to allow it to be. Do you feel that?
Oh, it's very mystical and magical, the world is. One of the things... when I was younger, I really attribute my gifts to so many things, so many traumas and tragedy. When I was little, I was sexually abused when I was little. I drowned when I was around 8 years old. I lost my brother on Christmas morning. I lost five very dear close friends. My grandparents, my mom died of pancreatic cancer. I went through a lot of stuff. And when you go through that, you go inward, especially as a child. I stopped talking when I was younger, and I used to just basically close my eyes and go into the other world because it was more comfortable for me there just to escape this one, which held so much pain and so much sorrow. And I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. I've been that way since I was a kid. I try to live my life right. I know that people say you don't go to heaven by your works, but I think it does help. And I've had a lot of traumas and things and my heart broken. And so I really feel that that's what, the dark night of the soul, I don't know if you've ever heard that. Talk about mystical, magical. The only way to really find out about these mysteries and go deep like that is to go into the dark night of the soul. That's when you've been so down, so beaten, so torn, you're so broken, and you're reaching, and you want to know. That's when you really want to know about the mysteries of the world. And that's when you're like, God, I need you to answer me. I need you to talk to me. And that's when you start having conversations with God. That's when you start opening up. Your answers to your mysteries start coming, but they don't come to you just like that. They come to you just like Jesus did in little parables, and you have to try to get it, and it has to resonate with you, and you have to have these little ta-da's moments, these epiphanies that make sense to you. But, the mysteries... I've seen dead people since I was a little kid, so to me a mystery is different than what a mystery is to someone else. I've seen lights, I've seen angels, I used to see colors flying around people. I was a very weird little kid. I used to walk around, I had long black hair, and I used to just peer at people through my hair because I didn't want to be touched, because anytime someone touched me, I had the gift of psychometry, which is the ability to see things and hear things and feel things from an object or from people when you touch it. So I never wanted people to touch me when I was younger because all these emotions and things would go through me, until I got older and learned how to close that off so that I could function in the outside world. But, the psychic ability part, the reading, my deep mystical part of it came in when I've always believed in God, I always believed in Jesus, but I never really, I guess about 2 years ago, I kind of threw my hands up in the air, and I said to God, I said, what do you want from me, he said, you never turned your life over to me, I said, when are you going to answer at least one of my prayers? And he said, well, you're always in control. So I basically turned, I said, okay, you need me to say it out loud, you need me to verbalize it, and so I did. And just like the Bible says, Jesus says, if you turn your life over to me, I will reveal myself to you and I will teach you mysteries and things that you would never believe. And that's what's been happening in the last 2 years for me. Before that, learning all these mysteries, I know now that not all those answers came from the right source. Not all those answers. There is a dark side out there. There's a battle between good and evil. And when you're gifted, especially when you're a naive, vulnerable child, dark side's going to come after you and try to twist and thwart you and so that you don't use your abilities to help people so that, you get the... just like good witches, bad doctors, good lawyer, bad lawyer, just like anybody out there, you can use your gifts for good or you can use them for bad. And the dark side tries to bring about other experiences that we're not really meant to experience, Like, when I speak to dead.
Let's tell everybody how to get a hold of you real quick, and then
Sure, it's gift128@yahoo.com, and it's 845-987-0221. And if you come for
go ahead.
Well, I'm actually in the New York area. I think, where are you, in Washington, or where are you then?
I'm in Washington State.
In Washington State, right, beautiful state. Yes, and I'm in the New York State area. I'm upstate New York a little bit. 845-987-0221. If you come for a reading, you know, I have an office in my home in beautiful Sugarloaf, New York. And the readings are wonderful because they really give people guidance on which direction to go to in life. A lot of us have many choices and decisions to make, and sometimes we're tempted to take the wrong path, and then, you know, it's unfortunate we have to then start all over again. So this is what's wonderful about this part of the gift, is to be able to help people, give them guidance on getting them on the right path in life. I've also worked with the police a few times, finding some lost children. Both of them were autistic, actually. I guess maybe because they, you know, you connect with a person's personality and what their feelings and emotions are and what's going on inside them. You know, there's so many mysteries inside all of us and so many things that need to be healed in all of us, and there's so many healing modalities out there. And a lot of them, I would have to say all of them work in some way, shape, or form, and some of them work more deeply than others. And I believe that hypnotherapy works more deeply because you're able to still the conscious mind and the physical body to be able to get to the mind and to get to the spirit and the soul that's deep within. It's the only way to get to it is to get through the outside first. And hypnotherapy is a great way to do it. Reiki is wonderful because you get the help from above.
Anyway, we come down to the end of the show here. Yvonne, give them some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Wisdom. Okay, when you're out there today, tomorrow, and every day, be kind, spread a smile, it passes on. Everybody out there is wounded in some way, and all it takes is a smile and a kind gesture and a word to make someone's day brighten up. They'll pay it forward and then onward from there. You know how it goes. Everybody knows that. All it takes is just the effort to just do it. We all know we should do it, and we don't because we're shy or we're conservative or whatever, but all it takes is a smile to spread out there. If we all help one another feel better and heal, it'd be a very happy place to live in. You know, somebody said to me once, what do you think this is, a love fest? Yeah, it is. It's supposed to be a love fest. We're supposed to love one another and be kind to one another. Be considerate and compassionate.
And I want to thank you, Yvonne, for being here, and all the guests and all the listeners, and I want to thank you. And I want to say good night to everybody, and we'll be here next week with Dave Daly. How are you? And thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you, Caleb. Rob, you take care now. Good night.
Good night,
everyone.